I'm surprised about this very news. Currently, the officials of the GPS are on recess for the Xmas and the New Year. We will resume on the 9th. And, I'm very surprised of the information. However, it is not the preserve of the GPRTU alone to increase the request. We do so in consultation or in conjunction with other transport organizations like Protria and the cooperative. From there, we move to the transport ministry. That is where we all converge and we come out with transport first. There is the need for it.
Why would you say something needs to be done urgently to address the situation of commercial drivers so that they are not thrown out of job?
Oh, yes. In view of the cost of the spare parts had gone up. You see, normally passengers dwell on only the increment in the fuel. That is what they know of. So I was saying that it is not the fuel alone, but spare parts and other components are included. So when these components prices go up, there's a likelihood that transport fares will also go up, irrespective of the fuel being stable or whatever.
If you are talking about increasing prices of spare parts, we thought that government has made arrangement for spare parts dealers to reduce prices because of the concession that they've given them.
Well, I heard of this, but when you get to the market, the story is a different ball game altogether.
Mr. Saba, you already know that transport fares are linked to most of our economic activities. As soon as transport fares are increased, it will affect prices of goods and services on the market. Are you looking at the effect that this will have on the ordinary Ghanaian?
That does not come in at all, because we are running our own business. If you want to look at the factor that you are bringing out or turning out, I don't think it can be appropriate. We are in business. If there's a need for any increment, we'll do it, irrespective of whoever it affects. Because if we have to think of this, then it means there can never be any increment in transport fares.
You just heard the vice chairman of the GPRTU, Robert Saba, on possible upward adjustment in transport fares.